Blackstone Audio presents Perchance to Dream, selected stories by Charles Beaumont. This book is read by Paul Bamer, Gabrielle DeCure, Harlan Ellison, Alex Hyde-White, Arthur Morey, John Rubinstein, and Stefan Rudnicki. Foreword. Beaumont Remembered by Ray Bradbury. The facts have been written before. In the summer of 1946, when I was 26, a 16-year-old boy bumped into me in Fowler Brothers Bookstore in downtown Los Angeles and began babbling about his Terry and the Pirates comic collection, plus Tarzan, plus Prince Valiant, plus who can remember now how many other truly amazing and life-enhancing subjects. It could only follow out of such a passionate encounter that a friendship developed, like those stop-motion films of flowers speeded up from seed to stem to full blossom in 10 seconds flat. I invited Charles Beaumont, for that was the young man's name, over to gaze at my Buck Rogers Sunday color panels. He trotted along his somewhat dog-eared copies of Terry and his Irresistible Pirates. We made some trades and moved on into a friendship that would last until his untimely death 20 years later. What followed over the years was a joy in the sandbox, or, if you prefer, tomorrow is New Year's, so what does that make today? A celebration. For Chuck, there were no cries of, "Thank God it's Friday." It was always the long weekend, as it was with me, when some new love occupied, hell, preoccupied the senses, and delivered us forth to worlds where nothing else existed except our creatures and our architectures. Our friendship leaned half in and half out of cinema long shots, comic strip surrealistic close-ups, carnival magicians, old radio shows, and long-legging it to ancient bookstores for a hyperventilating snuff of book dust. If I had allowed them, dogs might have followed me down the street. I didn't know where I was going, but it was sure great going there, which is what dogs and budding writers are all about. Chuck was the same. Save the dogs did dance about him, and friends, too many perhaps. They used up his air. In the end, it might be true. He dispensed so much creative and conversational energy that there was none left over to fight any disease that chanced to dart in. But all that comes later. First, after a series of jobs, working for United Parcel Delivery Services, and finally in the music copying department at Universal Studios, Chuck showed up at my house one night in the early 50s with his first short story. He handed it over, his face flushed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?